Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together by praising Him. Did you know that when we get to heaven, in scenes of glory, a new song will be sung? Revelation 14:3 says, "They sang as it were a new song before the throne, those who were redeemed from the earth." Wow! Well, if the Bible says it, it must be true. Guess what that song will be about? It will be the old story that I have loved so long. It will be about Jesus and what He has done for us. Jesus and His love for us. Let's review the books of the New Testament. Are you ready? Starting with Matthew, I want you to say it along with me. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans, 1 and 2 Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, 1 and 2 Thessalonians, 1 and 2 Timothy, Titus, Philemon, Hebrews, James, 1 and 2 Peter, 1 and 2 3 John, Jude, Revelation. Fantastic. Let's go to our Bible lesson. Hi, everyone. Welcome back. We have been studying a very serious topic about Jesus dying for our sins. Pilate had just condemned him. He was taken out, and the cross that was made for Barabbas was placed on his shoulders. He kept falling. He didn't have the strength to carry that big, heavy wooden cross. He was trying to carry it on his bleeding shoulders. Did you know that he carried that cross for you and for me? Yes. Let's pause and pray that Jesus will be with us as we study and learn more of him. Dear Lord, thank you for the message that you give us about how much you suffered for us. How much you love us, how much you were willing to sacrifice for us, and that we can trust and follow you. As we learn more today, please help us to understand what you want to teach us. Amen. Jesus had fallen twice under the heavy cross. He was trying to carry it on his bleeding shoulders. No one knew that he was carrying something much heavier than that cross. He just couldn't go on. But who would carry it? No one in the mob wanted to carry it. They were too disgusted. They felt that they were better than that. None of the Jews could carry it because then they would be defiled, and they wouldn't be able to celebrate the Passover. The Roman soldiers and the people in the crowd looked around. Who was going to carry this cross? Finally, who did they find to carry it? Let's look at Mark chapter 15, verse 21. The Bible tells us who carried the cross for Jesus. Mark is the second book in the New Testament. Matthew, Mark. Mark chapter 15, that's towards the back of the book of Mark. And then once you find chapter 15, that's the big numbers, then you're going to look down after chapter 15 for verse 21. Mark chapter 15, verse 21. What does that say?
Then they compelled a certain man, Simon a Cyrenian, the father of Alexander and Rufus, as he was coming out of the country and passing by to bear his cross.
Simon was the one who carried the cross. He didn't really know Jesus, but his sons followed Jesus. And after carrying Jesus' cross, guess what? Simon became a disciple. He followed Jesus. But where were Jesus' special disciples? Where were they? The priests and the rulers had promised that if Jesus were turned over to them, they would not hurt his followers. They hadn't bothered the disciples. So guess where the disciples were? They were sadly following along behind the crowd. John had Jesus' mother Mary with him. He was helping her along as they followed. Oh, how she longed to help and comfort her precious son. Her heart was breaking as she watched how he was being treated. She even wondered whether he was the Messiah after all. Jesus' friends hoped that even yet he would show his power. They knew he could free himself from the terrible way his enemies were treating him. When Mary saw the cruel soldiers nail him to the cross, she fainted. That means she passed out. It was like she couldn't handle it anymore. It was too much for her, and her body just kind of shut down, and she fell to the ground. The disciples carried her away. Meanwhile, Pilate was angry with himself. He knew he had been a coward and that Jesus was innocent. So you know what he did? We call it passive-aggressive. It's where somebody does something to irritate or to bother someone, but they can't get too mad because it wasn't directly at them. You know what he did? He wrote a sign and he nailed it to the top of the cross. What did it say? Let's look at John chapter 19, and we're going to read 19, 20, 21, and 22. John chapter 19, verse 19, 20, 21, and 22. Let's see what that says. John is the fourth book in the New Testament. Then go to chapter 19, and then once you find chapter 19, look for verse 19, and we're going to read 19, 20, 21, and 22. Let's see what that says.
Now Pilate wrote a title and put it on the cross, and the writing was Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. Then many of the Jews read this title for the place where Jesus was crucified was near the city, and it was written in Hebrew, Greek, and Latin. Therefore, the chief priests of the Jews said to Pilate, "Do not write, 'The King of the Jews,' but he said, 'I am the King of the Jews.'" Pilate answered, "What I have written, I have written."
He wrote, "Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews." How did the chief priests want it changed? What did they want changed? They wanted it to say he said he was the King of the Jews. But Pilate was so irritated and so ticked at them that he said, "Nope, what I have written, I have written." Was Jesus the King of the Jews? Yes, he was. Were the Jews killing Jesus? Yes, they were. They said they had no king but Caesar. They turned their back on the one who loves them so much that he was willing to die just for them. Is it sometimes easy to be a coward, like Pilate was? Sometimes we're tempted to take the easy route, or what we think is the easy route. But do you know what happened to Pilate? He decided that he was going to sacrifice Jesus so that the Jews wouldn't tell Caesar and get Pilate in trouble. But do you know what ended up happening? Eventually, later on, he got in trouble anyway. He was stripped of his position. Everything was taken away from him, and he was destitute. And you know what? Eventually, he ended up ending his own life. He did not stand up for the right because he was afraid he would lose everything. And yet, he lost everything in the end. I want to stand up for Jesus. I want to stand on his side no matter what. I want to help those in need. I want to not be afraid to tell people about my Jesus, who loves them and died for them. How about you? Let's pray and ask that Jesus will help us because we cannot do it on our own. We need the strength that Jesus gives to help us to stand firm for him. Dear Heavenly Father, we pray that you will give us the power to stand for you, to stand for the right, even if the heavens fall, to purpose in our heart, like Daniel did, to stand firm for you, to not compromise like Pilate did. Help us to do what is right. Give us your power to do what you have called us to do, to be your disciples, to follow you, to tell others about you. Thank you. We love you. Amen. We have our memory verse. How have you been doing learning it? Have you been enjoying it? These memory verse songs are so catchy. I have them stuck in my head, and I love that. God wants us to hide his word in our hearts, that we will not sin against him, that we will know what is right and know what is wrong.
John 15:13.
Greater love has no man than this, than to lay down his life for his friends. Greater love has no man than this, than to lay down his life for his friends. Greater love has no man than this, than to lay down his life for his friends. Greater love has no man than this, than to lay down his life for his friends.
Hey kids, it's Miss Katie here. Have you ever had a question about God or the Bible? Or as we're studying our lesson, do you sometimes have questions? Well, now is your chance to ask those questions. And guess what? We're going to answer them straight from the Bible. Send your questions to SeedPod at startingwithjesus.com, and we will let you know when those questions will air on our podcast.
Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.